Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
With LinkedIn Jobs, we tap into a network of more than a billion professionals to help you find quality professionals quickly and easily for any role you need. Marketing wizards? Found them.
Software engineers?
Found.
That project manager I could never seem to hire?
And found. LinkedIn Jobs quickly matches your roles with candidates with the right skills and experience. In fact, 86% of small businesses get a qualified candidate within 24 hours. Post your first job for free and get started at linkedin.com/decide. That's linkedin.com/decide. Terms and conditions apply.
It's the Tropical Chevrolet Zach and the Nose Fantasy Football Show on AM 560. Catch Miami 6.5.
Home of the Miami Dolphins, Miami Hurricanes,
sponsored by
Florida
Tropical
Panthers,
Chevrolet,
AM 560.
It's for our customers. 96.5 HD2 The Joe, Tropical Chevrolet,
streaming on the radio.com
the Nose.
That's right, we're back. Hour number two. Zach and the Nose Fantasy Football Show, brought to you by Tropical Chevrolet. The entire first hour was ran by your texts on the text machine at 305-567-0560. And I want to first thank everyone that texted in that first hour. That might have been the first time, Nose, in the existence of this Zach and the Nose live show that we went an entire hour without looking at any of your notes. Not one of your notes outside of the beginning saying, let's bring up COVID to make sure we get it out of the way. Basically, it's gone after that. I am proud of the texters. I wanted to say that to start this hour. Thank you very much for always supporting us and always being here for us. Of course, our friends at Tropical Chevrolet wanted to put us on the air, but it's because of you out there listening why we love doing this show and we love talking fantasy football. So big congratulations to all of you out there. Hour number one was dedicated to you, but now it's hour number two. So I want to get into all the normal stuff we do here on the show, which includes going over the picks from last week for the Nose. He gives us guys he likes every single week, guys he doesn't like every single week. When he does good, we like to call it, Dan Day, you ready? The Nose Candy.
Nose Candy.
That's right. Nose, start us off, buddy. Tell me about your Nose Candy.
We're going to start off with welcoming back the Nose Pick of the Year in Radio Raheem Mostert. After a two-week absence with a knee injury, my man came back with a game of 119 total yards, and he had three catches. So already starting with over 100 yards in his first game back from a knee injury, we're going to call that a little Nose Candy because every week he gets to be judged because he is the Nose Pick of the Year, and I am quite proud of him so far. He looks like a freight train. He is a really good running back, and so if you were able to get him in the fifth or sixth round when we recommended him, I know you're loving him being back right now. Okay, so last week I recommended Kirk Cousins, and he had 249 yards and two touchdowns. He's got that offense looking a lot better. I recommended Teddy Bridgewater, who had 313 yards and two touchdowns, and we just talked about him, but I recommended Justin Herbert, and we all saw what he could do on Monday Night Football, 264 yards and four touchdowns, so we call that a quarterback sweep of recommendations right there. I recommended Will Fuller the V, and he had 60 yards and a touchdown. I recommended Jamison Crowder if you were in a PPR league, and he had eight catches, 116 yards, and a touchdown. Pretty ballsy to recommend any New York Jet, but he is the one outlier that is really getting the job done week in and week out. Last week, I had Hollywood Brown having a big game. He had six catches for 77 yards and a touchdown. And a player that I recommended against, and I'm passionate about it, is Phillip Rivers. And he just looks terrible right now, guys. So if you have Phillip Rivers, I'm giving you full permission to please drop him. Absolutely, age has hit him. His arm strength is gone. He might be a good leader and know how to lead the team and hand them off to Jonathan Taylor and do a lot of dumb passing. But that's just about it right now. So, and last, of course, the Nose Pick of the Week is some Nose Candy. Robbie Anderson with 8 catches for 112 yards. He didn't find the end zone, but if you're in a full PPR league and you have 8 catches for 112 yards, you're pretty happy about it.
Yeah, that's a nice week right there, Art. That's all the good picks from last week, as we like to call them, the nose candy. Now, you give so many picks, there's obviously going to be a couple that hopefully are not so bad, but when they're a little bit off, we call them the nosebleed. So he takes credit when the credit is due, and he takes the punches in the gut, or the punches in the nose, when we do have these also. Dan Day, give me a little nosebleed. Yeah, that's right.
Yeah, and I did have a nosebleed, and this is very weird. For the tight end of the week, Zach, second straight week where the tight end of the pick of the week has a touchdown and is a nosebleed, which is beyond difficult to do if you're a tight end. Evan Engram, my God, I am disappointed in you. He had 1 catch for 16 yards and 2 rushes for 9 yards and that little dirty rushing touchdown. God, this is all against one of the worst defenses in the league in Dallas. You know, yuck and poo. Evan Engram, last week I said I'd never say your name again if you failed me, and you failed me. This is the last time I'm saying it. Evan Engram, you're off my show. Goodbye.
Oh, we're done.
Don't even bring him up. If you ask if he's going to be recommended, I won't even say it. So just, you know, you could do it for fun, but you could text him. And Evan Engram, until we see some type of major difference, has been a huge disappointment because the talent is completely there, and whether it's Danny Dimes can't get him the ball or just he doesn't find himself open, it's been nothing short of an embarrassment.
Right.
And that's the end of that. Devin Singletary, I recommended you start him, and I failed you. I failed you greatly. He ended up playing on Tuesday night against the Titans, and the Titans' Jeffrey Simmons was not in the game due to the COVID situation, and Singletary only had 25 yards on the ground. That's a major nosebleed. Disappointed in general. Antonio Gibson, another one that I missed. He only had a total of 51 yards. I thought he was going to have a much better game. And then lastly, I recommended you do not start Miles Sanders. And now this is a little bit of a tricky one, Zach, because the dude busts out a 73-yard touchdown run against the number one rush defense in Pittsburgh, which obviously means it's a major nosebleed. But he only ends up in the game with 80 yards. So outside of that one run, he had only 7 yards for the remaining balance of the game. But in one of those, he had a short touchdown. So the dude had 2 touchdowns for 80 yards with a 73-yard touchdown. It's very, very weird. A little bit of fool's gold, but nonetheless, it is a nosebleed.
Right, yeah, and those are the nosebleeds. Not too many. I like when there's only a couple that you have to talk about, and there's more nose candy than nosebleeds. That's always a good thing there. So those are the nosebleeds for the week. We always get into observations, too, normally at the beginning of the show. We obviously started off the first one with Le'Veon Bell. The reports are that he is signing with the Kansas City Chiefs. We'll leave it at that for now. Let's get to a couple other ones on the observations from the week that was. I think we've almost brought him up every single week now at quarterback. And he is moving up the charts, I think, on where he is in the kind of tiers of NFL quarterbacks, especially for fantasy football. I hate saying his name and saying good things about him, but I do it because I have to bite my tongue. Ryan Tannehill, he looks out there every week like he could win you some fantasy football cash, and that scares me because what happened while he was here? None of that.
Yeah, it's definitely a bitter situation, and I know just as standard talk, if Gase wasn't his quarterback coach or was his head coach or same thing, could he have made that leap after those few years? Let's not get into that. But yes, the question that I have in our observations is he considered an elite fantasy quarterback? And the answer is absolutely not. Okay, we're not going to go get too ahead of ourselves, but he's actually been quite amazing. And it's all over Twitter, which is now obviously closed. But if you look at his last, I believe, 16 games, they flat out mirror Pat Mahomes. And the only difference is that he, Tannehill, has 2 more extra touchdown throws than him. So Tannehill is averaging around 23 fantasy points in a standard league, which has been phenomenal. But do I consider him any type of an elite fantasy quarterback? Zach, I do not. But if you went with your 4-4-1, like we talked about when you draft taking 4 running backs and 4 wide receivers and a tight end before you pick your quarterback, Tannehill was on the board there. And if he ended up being the guy that you went with, oh, that works out for you beautifully, because right now there's only a handful of guys that are doing better than him on a game by game week basis. Tannehill looked phenomenal against Buffalo. The Titans are undefeated. But again, if you have somebody like an Aaron Rodgers or a Kyler Murray, you're obviously, amongst a few others, Josh Allen. You're going to obviously start those type of players, Russell Wilson, over a Ryan Tannehill. He's right. Definitely a nice player to have on your team, though. But we are not yet calling him an elite fantasy quarterback. It's a little bit over the top.
Right, right. Thank goodness for that. Also, I couldn't even say that.
Well, there people are asking that question.
I don't know if my mouth would allow me to say that at this point.
Well, he looks really good, and I know it's bitter, but maybe it was all for a good reason because you still have Tua, who has yet to play and who I still believe is going to be a star in this league. So maybe it'll all just work out for everybody.
Damn right he is. I just bought my kid a Tua jersey. He better. Okay, Chase Claypool, real quickly, worth starting this week. He had 4 touchdowns last week. Not last season. Last week he had 4 touchdowns. What's the deal with him? What's the deal with that? He's in a pretty good offense if he really wants to score and be a number one or number two guy because of the fact that everyone's struggling a little bit or hurt for that Pittsburgh Steelers offense. Give me the lowdown on Chase Claypool. What do you think?
So if Deontay Johnson is out, then Chase Claypool is a must start, and that is for sure. Now, if Deontay Johnson is in, I expect Chase Claypool to be on the field a lot less. Now, he will get some targets, but remember, he broke out some crazy touchdowns. That's not just going to happen every week. He had a great game, and he clearly is a beautiful talent, and I would love to have him on my roster. And yes, he is starting on my team if Johnson is out. But if Johnson is playing, I am not starting him. So that's the key there, because Deontay Johnson is an up-and-rising player as well. Pittsburgh has themselves a nice little wide receiver core situation going on there. Big Ben has a lot of targets. So Chase Claypool definitely was worth picking up if you grabbed him. Again, look out for DJ's, that would be Deontay Johnson's status for this week. I think he's going to sit, and if he does, I have no problem with you starting Claypool. I think he could get another great game in there for you.
All right, you know that I have Justin Herbert in my 2 quarterback league, and I love starting him the couple weeks that I was there. 1 quarterback leagues, though, if you picked him up and you had to play him because you had a guy in a bye week or your quarterback was just struggling in general, what do you say to fantasy owners out there about Justin Herbert going forward, whether it's a 1 quarterback? Let's start with just the 1 quarterback normal standard league. What do you do there, and who do you keep him over? Are there any guys that were on or draftable? I know that Philip Rivers probably going to make that list where you take Herbert over Rivers, but is there anyone else that you like Herbert more than at this point that's probably rostered on teams right now?
So, look, if you have Russell Wilson, if you have Josh Allen, if you have Pat Mahomes, if you have Aaron Rodgers, if you have Kyler Murray, you know, even if you have Cam Newton, Deshaun Watson, those are all better plays overall than Justin Herbert, right? But that doesn't mean that other teams, listen, we'll get into it. Dak Prescott, unfortunately, went out for the year, okay? Dak Prescott, right next to Russell Wilson, is by far the number one or number two quarterback. It's an awful situation. But after a few days go by, and if I have Justin Herbert, I'm reaching out to that Dak Prescott owner and saying, look, I got a starter for you that could fill in, and all I'm asking for is, and don't get too greedy, get yourself a player that could be a starter on your team, a good flex player, but I'm trying to trade Justin Herbert in a 1 quarterback league. That's your answer, Zach. I don't see him being the guy that he's not Pat Mahomes, okay? Pat Mahomes, when he was coming out, that was every week. I don't see Justin Herbert doing it every single week. He's had a very favorable matchups when he had these big games. He's on a bye this week, but overall, I'm looking to trade Herbert to a team that desperately needs a quarterback. You had brought up Philip Rivers. If someone waited a long time and they had Rivers as their quarterback, or, you know, man, I would go to those teams. Listen, when I'm on the toilet, I'll just tell you it out loud. When I'm on the toilet, I will go through every single team in my league in under 45 seconds to see what quarterbacks they have, and you will immediately look and say, okay, that team needs a quarterback. Okay, this guy has, let's go after it. Juju Schuster, for example, Smith-Schuster, right? Okay, that guy's underperforming. Maybe that'll work out for that guy, a Herbert for a Juju type of trade. That's what I would be doing with Herbert. Sell high, that's what I'm recommending.
Right. By the way, now that Twitter looks to be trickling back with people back on,
I can tell by your face is less flushed.
Right, I'm feeling a little bit better, a little bit cooler in the room now at this point. It looks like it was a 1-year deal, Le'Veon Bell with the Kansas City Chiefs.
So this is that for only this year, Zach?
It looks like he signed a 1-year deal, which he'll finish this season with Kansas City and then be a unrestricted free agent on the market.
He'll be with Miami next year.
It's possible at that point it gets a big deal, right?
It makes so much sense. It does.
But he said, and he said, believe, it says everyone's belief was Bell wanted to win a Super Bowl and that Kansas City is the place to go and try that. Yeah, good guess. That's exactly
right.
Yeah,
really.
I would go
one
right
plus
now.
One equals two, no? right? Like, the sky's blue?
Right, exactly. All right, Zach of the Nose Fantasy Football Show is brought to you by Tropical Chevrolet, where convenience for our customers is our top priority. Find new roads at Tropical Chevrolet in Miami Shore. A special hello tonight to the king and queen of Tropical Chevrolet, to Ari and Erica and Danny, the GM over there as well. Go get yourself a good deal on a car at Tropical Chevrolet. Big truck, one of those big Chevys they got there. So we'll take a break. We have a couple text messages that just trickled in. We'll get to those. We have a couple more observations to go over as well. And we're going to get the sniff test in here in this segment, or as much as we can, before we wrap things up with the tight end pick of the week and the nose pick of the week. Vento, we love you too. Big texter out there from Daytona Beach.
Wow. So,
yeah, he does it in the morning, texts us in the morning, and now he's been texting us now during the show. He's coming out for Thanksgiving or Christmas. He wants to have a beer with us. Talk a little Dolphins and fantasy football. You got it. If my wife lets me out of the house to see anyone that she doesn't know, Vento, you're first on the list. Let's take a break. We'll come back right after this.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can spend another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. With available H-Track all-wheel drive and three-row seating, my whole family can head deep into the wild. Conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.